This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It is an absolutely gorgeous morning out there, as it always is in Rutherford County, thanks to the great folks who live here. And we want to let you know that this part of the Dan Whittle and Daniel Amick Show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on, involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. You can reach At Home Care at 713-4639, online at homecaretennessee.com. Again, that number is 713-4639. That's At Home Care, your number one source for the best care in Middle Tennessee. Well, Dan Whittle, you have a very special guest on today.
He is very special. My grandson, Daniel Amick, 16, good Christian boy, musician, mm-hmm. plays the banjo, mandolin today, guitar, harmonica, and you name it, and Daniel can play it just about in any way. But we're very proud of Daniel. He's a very humble young man.
Is that humble or humble?
Humble, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard with us, Daniel.
Thank y'all.
So you're kind of looking at maybe getting into the entertainment business.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I'm praying about.
I've had a lot of great musical people on this show, and one of the gentlemen, Mr. John Duke, he can play anything, and he has taught over at the university for years. He would be very interested in somebody like you, and he brought to my attention that you can study music, which is great. You can learn all how music is written and all those other things. But he says the main talent that you have is your ear, the way that you hear the music.
Yes, sir.
Is that the way you play?
Yes, sir. I play by ear. I believe that's right.
Well, having the microphones and everything, would that bother you because you can't put your ear to the strings with the microphone on?
No, sir, it doesn't really bother me that much. I can usually hear it pretty good.
Oh, good. Yeah. What is your favorite? Which musical instrument is your favorite?
Well, mandolin is right now.
I love a mandolin.
I'm playing guitar a lot more than I used to, too. Mm-hmm. So that's becoming more favorite, I guess.
So are you, your history, I mean, your future, you're looking into it. What is it that you exactly want to do? I mean, as far as being an entertainer, because we have, as Dan will tell you, we have a ton of entertainers around here, and they are absolutely as good as anybody in the country. And when you come in young, you almost have to have a plan of some kind, although I do know that luck has a large part in playing in that.
Yeah, well, that's I'm not really sure about that yet. I've been praying about a couple of different things. I'd really like to play mandolin, but I also love running sound too. I've done a little bit with that, not a whole lot, but I really enjoy running sound for bands, and it's kind of nice to be able to sit back behind a group and listen to them and figure out how to make them sound better. It's a lot of fun to do that, and I've got to do that a lot.
So you almost want to be kind of like a director or a producer sitting behind the scenes and maybe setting it up to the way that you would like to hear it.
Yeah, or more like, probably more like maybe traveling with a band and running the sound for them, or being a house sound manager at a, you know, at some of these places where they have people playing and stuff.
You need to get your granddaddy to take you over to the Readable Mill one Saturday morning, and they start playing around 8 o'clock every Saturday morning, and they'll play for about 3 hours, and it's John Blankenship. It's called Johnny B and the what do you call that, the Bandoliers. Johnny B and the Bandoliers, and actually they're going to have a big performance coming this Saturday night over at the Readable Mill. They're going to play from 5 to 7 outside next to the river.
Oh, beautiful.
And that is a great venue. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. They have some of the best songs, and they have one of the best mandolin player anywhere in the world, and they got Billy Yearwood with them. Okay. And he's been playing for, oh gosh, well over 60 years, I'm sure. But
and then they're going to have Billy a big last dinner. Night.
Were you?
And Daniel played with Mickey Harris last night.
Oh, wow. Where was that?
This was at here in Murfreesboro. It was at the Farmer's Restaurant, and it was a celebration of Louise Turnberlain's birthday, big birthday celebration. And Louise and her sister Sophie, they sang.
Wow.
And they invited Daniel to sit in with them. And I'm proud of the boy. He more than held his own.
How'd that feel?
It was a lot of fun. I don't think I've ever gotten to play with Mickey Harris before, and that was a lot of fun. Got to play a lot of old tunes and stuff.
When they went to the Wildwood Flower or the Orange Blossom Special, they featured his mandolin about three sets.
Oh, that's a song that's made for a mandolin. It really is,
and he tore it up, and they were very complimentary of Daniel. And of course, Mickey's been a hero to Daniel. You know, he plays all over the world.
You know, you're calm in right here in the midst of a major battle going on. A lot of people think when they get in front of a microphone, it's just somebody's got a gun faced at them. And you're really doing a great job. In fact, some of my best friends that are would be great stories. They don't want to get in front of a microphone. I never have understood that.
I've always been shy, but Daniel's not shy.
Wow.
Now, you know that there's a lot of musicians that actually listen to this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. There's quite a few of them. You know, Jimmy C. Newman's been with the Grand Ole Opry probably longer than anybody. He listens quite a bit and been on the show a number of times. One of our really great entertainers in Tennessee, and has been there so long.
Maybe I should start getting scared.
No. What would you like to play for our audience?
Oh.
Before we go any further, I was warned yesterday, or not warned, but I was let Melissa up front let me know that a number of people are calling in just to say something, and they're afraid they don't know how to call in and ask questions. Of course, we're always open to questions here. That's one thing that I get so wrapped up with the guest. A lot of times I don't let that be known, because we've had a number of calls after we go off the air letting us know some of the things that they wanted to say or whatever. But you can call 893-1450 anytime you have a question that you want to ask me or the two Dans today. But all right, what would you like to play?
I'd probably play Jerusalem's Ridge. It's an old Bill Monroe tune. That I really like playing that at contests and stuff. So
a Bill Monroe.
Yes, wow. Sir.
Jerusalem's Ridge.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. job. Good job, Dan. Look out, Billy Yearwood. There's a new gun in town. You know, I was listening, and I always have. It's been always been one of my favorite instruments. But is it primarily a upscale type music instrument where it's lively and I always thought of that way. But I was at the Readville Mill a couple of weeks ago, and Billy came up to me. He said, "I want to play one of your favorite songs for you," and he played Beulah Land. Mm-hmm. And you know the song Beulah Land.
Yes, sir.
It's a real sweet melody, just an absolutely beautiful mm-hmm. song. And he played that, and it was almost haunting what you can do with a mandolin. You can change tempos. You can change just the way the song feels. It's yes, unbelievable.
Sir. It's an amazing instrument to be such a little instrument in size. The sound that comes out of a mandolin is just spectacular.
You know, just to change subject just a little bit, we'll get back on it. You were writing about an instrument in the newspaper the other day that I thought was quite interesting, and I was having a hard time following it.
I was just standing up for men, yeah.
Uh-huh. What brought on that particular piece of work? And I am saying piece of work.
You're talking about the column I did about united effort to make the men of the world unite to not have to stand up when going to the indoor toilets,
right,
or
right,
tinkatorium.
Right, it was. I kind of observed it as an anti-male thing.
Actually, Pat and I were listening to BBC one night, and there's a country in Europe actually considering legislation requiring men to sit when they.
So, I presume that we're not going to have the urinals anymore.
And anyway, but I wanted to stop that movement before it got to,
I'm
got
glad
to
you
the
did.
United States.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to stop that movement. You just never know.
Anyway, we're on dangerous ground here.
We're always on dangerous ground.
And anyway.
All right, Daniel. I know you have a plethora of songs ready for us. So, what is your favorite?
Favorite song? That'd be a hard question.
What about Beulah Land?
Can you play? That's a hard
song. I'm trying to think how it goes, but I don't really remember. I don't think I'm getting it.
Well, you're getting it from the wrong source.
What's the second song you play? He won first place at the Smithfield Jamboree with mandolin.
Deal. Yeah.
And you play more than one selection at most of the contests, don't you?
Yes,
what
sir.
What was your second selection at the at Smithfield?
That was an old tune called Big Sciota in G.
Never heard of it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, go for it.
Great sound. It sounds like almost like an Irish jig, doesn't it?
Yeah. And he plays several Irish jigs. And the mandolin, the harmonica, he's multi-gifted, banjo, and a lot of these he's picked up on his own. He's had a few lessons, but like he said, he has that gift of the ear. And Daniel believes he's wanting to put his gifts from the Lord to work for the Lord's people.
And, that's great.
We're just believing that the Lord will honor that, and he wants to serve.
You know, if something happened that maybe Ken Frizzell or Billy Yearwood or some of them would have a hard time showing up for one of their gigs, Daniel can play all of them, right? Can he play the harmonica while he's picking the...
I don't think he's got to that point yet, but... Yeah.
I tried it once. I didn't really like it. I didn't like playing them together, but
how would you move the harmonica in your mouth?
You have to move your head.
Your head?
Because it's attached
onto
onto a rack, and it goes around your neck. Uh-huh. And so you move your head, and it's you can't get any kind of sound like you can if you're holding it, because your hands do half the work, because, you know, if you close your hands around a harmonica, you get a different sound, and that's how they get... You know, they do get a lot of different sounds by using their hands while blowing through, you know, blowing the notes. So, you know, when you do that, it really takes away from it. So,
I want Daniel to go around. Marty Stewart and Connie Smith are going to be a country gospel concert October 14th at Parkway Baptist Church in Smyrna. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking Daniel around. I wanted him to meet Mickey Harris last night, talked with him, learn what it's like a little bit out on the road. I want him to meet people like Connie Smith and, of course, Marty Stewart, who is an artist on the mandolin, and meet those kind of people. And so that's the phase that we're at right now.
One thing about it, you live right in the middle of a university to learn music, because it's unbelievable how much we've got here. And we want to let you know that when you're ready for something special, call Gordon and Ralston Photography. We're now accepting appointments for high school seniors and families outdoor photography. That's from Larry Ralston. The leaves will be turning the pretty fall colors in a few weeks, and that is a beautiful time of the year to capture the love of your family. Hang love on your wall year-round with a designer portrait from Gordon and Ralston Photography at 315 Hickerson Drive in Murfreesboro. You can reach them at 615-396-8776, and you can call now and reserve your appointment. That's at 615-396-8776. And Al Gordon, a master craftsman photographer, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman photographer. Gordon and Ralston Photography, creative and current with today's styles. Again, call them at 396-8776 today. A full-service studio to meet all your needs in photography. That's Gordon and Ralston, 396-8776. Internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. Portraits make great holiday gifts. Gordon and Ralston Photography, 615-396-8776.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Police in Clarksville say a 2-year-old child took a balloon from a house for sale, and the incident escalated into gunfire and felony arrests. A 22-year-old man and a juvenile are being held in jail after the incident. After the child plucked the balloon, an argument apparently broke out, and some of those involved got into a car and tried to leave. Police say another car with 5 males inside blocked the sedan, and people got out and started shooting. There were bullet holes in the sedan and in a nearby house, but no one was hit. The father of a University of Tennessee student who was brought to a hospital with acute alcohol poisoning says his son was back in classes as the family looks into what happened. 20-year-old Alexander Broughton was medically sound after being released from UT Medical Center on Sunday afternoon. The Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity chapter at UT has been suspended for 30 days while the national organization decides whether to make the action permanent. Broughton was brought to the hospital by other young men early Saturday with an alcohol level of 0.4%. That's about five times the legal limit.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
Officials have halted the search for bodies of children in a mid-state fire.
The bodies of two Bedford County children who are suspected to have died in a tragic house fire have yet to be recovered after a second day of searching. Authorities used a cadaver dog, heavy equipment, and a forensic anthropology team to sift through the rubble of a home that caught fire late Sunday night.
TRN's Dan Idem. Officials from Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro and Roane State College in Harriman will announce an agreement that will allow students to be dual enrolled. The agreement will allow qualified students to have a structured guaranteed plan to progress from an associate's degree program at Roane State to a bachelor's degree program at MTSU. The public warning siren system near the Y-12 nuclear weapons plant in Oak Ridge is being replaced. Officials are warning residents that sirens will be tested between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LePetri, and may the Lord bless you.
We're talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only certified physician in heart CT, about the 64-slice CT scan.
Before you go for heart catheterization because of chest pain or minor abnormality in stress test, you need to consider this non-invasive device to find out about the blockage. Or if you just have risk factor, you're not having any chest pain, you want to find out plaque early so you could act on it.
No needles, no pain. It only takes minutes. Call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Braves on the radio.
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show, here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Dan Whittle, who was starting to say something, and Daniel Amick. What were you going to say?
I wanted to finish up on the thought about Marty Stewart and Connie Smith in Country Gospel Concert October the 14th at 6 p.m. at Parkway Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. That's a new church building right across from Publix in Smyrna at the first exit, the Almaville Road exit, the Lee Victory Parkway.
Is that your church?
That's my church. And we went into the new sanctuary 3 weeks ago. We had the first phase of the dedication of our new church building Sunday with Mike Sparks and other dignitaries there and school officials and Harry Gill and thanking them.
Oh, Harry was there.
And
they
were, we used their one of their school buildings for several years as a meeting place and everything. But that concert is free. It'll start at 6 o'clock. So I would suggest getting there early because these are worldwide acclaimed artists that the public just loves to hear and see.
Plus, Dan Whittle is going to be there.
I'll be there making pictures, and I'll have my grandson there to meet them and introduce them to Marty and Connie. And I'm having people visit with Daniel all I can to tell him what it's really like out on the road. It's hard work. Yeah. It's not all glamorous out there in the music industry. It's a very tough profession, physically demanding, mentally demanding, very demanding on family life.
You know, here is, we're in last part of September. It's starting to cool down. You see dew on the ground. Here we are, just in the greatest place in the world in the South. And there's one song that I used to hear a lot when I was a kid, when you're talking about South, Dixie, and all that. It is the song, Dixie.
Dixie.
And you never hear it anymore, and I still think it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard because it's just the way it just reaches out and grabs you. I bet Daniel can play that.
I think we have someone in the room that can play old Dixie.
Great job. Okay, guys, we've got a caller on the line. We've got to put our ears on. Okay, caller, welcome aboard with Daniel Amick and Dan Whittle.
I'm glad to see a young person interested in something besides sports, and he is really good. Do you have the RFD channel on television?
We do.
Do you ever watch the Cumberland Highlanders show on Saturday night at 8:30?
Yes, ma'am.
They're having the Jerusalem Ridge, whatever, October 3rd through 7th in Rosine, Kentucky. So you might be interested in going to that.
Okay, and thank you. Yeah, I've heard of that. I've never been before, though.
I don't know. With Dan and all of his world travels, he could go to Rosine, Kentucky.
They've paid me to go to a lot of places on one-way tickets, and but I always manage to find my way back home.
That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to break the record for Truman, too. He said he never got any phone calls, and I wanted to make one.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. All right, we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard.
Hey, Truman, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I wanted you to play a song for Mr. Ural Saul's Orange Blossom Special, if you could get it on.
I believe Daniel can play that song.
He wanted to hear y'all play that, Truman.
Okay, good.
All right, thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. What do you think, right, Daniel?
I can try it.
Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl.
Played with a fiddle player a lot, you know, that's a fiddle tune, but
yeah.
Performance, that is a hard thing without the fiddle accompaniment and everything. That's a very gutsy performance.
I mean, just to have somebody being able to play something like that just right off the cuff, that's tough.
He gets his
and we like to say hello to Mr. Solis today.
And Daniel gets his music not from my side of the family. We have no music ability. He gets it from Pat's side of the family. His two sisters, they write songs. They're musicians. Rachel, his 14-year-old sister, is in the violin fiddle, very accomplished. His older sister, Ashley, writes songs, plays the guitar, is a vocalist. But what I really like about them, they're into the old standard American music.
Love it.
And they love the history. They appreciate the history of the music as much as they do actually getting to perform it. And I think that's very important to preserve our history, because music is a very big part of America. And I think you coined it a while ago, we are in the mecca of world music here.
No doubt about it. All kinds. You know, I didn't really realize or remember how deep until I had John Duke on, and we started talking about the other music city and all the great musicians that were here during the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and on up. It's amazing that we didn't even think about that when we were growing up here.
And the Mass Comm department here at MTSU, they're archiving this music. They're preserving this music. Daniel and I found an old cylinder record player in our family store attic yesterday. The music is being preserved historically.
And that's how you listen to it, right?
Everybody thinks I covered the Civil War. But anyway, the music is being preserved here at our university. And
if you were covering the Civil War, you'd have been over in France. I guarantee you'd been. All right. Now, are you a sports fan, Daniel?
Well, Not that much.
He's music.
Well, you know, you can tell how you feel about something through your music.
Right.
And we have a big football game coming up this Saturday, Georgia and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm, right.
And you know what Tennessee's theme song is, don't you?
Rocky Top.
Is it Rocky Top? Oh, no.
Don't tell me you don't know how to do Rocky Top.
Oh,
Dan
man.
Promised me you could do Rocky Top. Wow.
I don't know if I can or not.
Have you ever played Rocky Top?
No, I try to stay away from that. No.
Oh, this ends this show.
I just get so many memories of when I think of that song. I go to a lot of contests, and a lot of people, that's kind of, it's played a lot at a lot of contests.
It is. Plays everywhere.
I can't even think of how it goes.
You do really play by ear.
He does.
Yeah.
And but what a heritage we have, and Daniel respects all of the old timers and what they went through to help preserve it, make our music first and then help preserve it. Here locally we've got tradition in music, the Frost Brothers from Eagleville, mm-hmm. we've got the Carl Tipton Band. By the way, I've started the historical research on the Carl Tipton Band, and I'll be doing some stories in the future on the Timberlands and the Tiptons and the Leonards. Mm-hmm. They've got music in their souls from the head of the top of their head to the bottom of their toes. And Billy Henson, mm-hmm. Billy Yearwood. Mm-hmm. These are just very important people.
You can go back, and what we were talking about earlier is making sure that the old music from here is preserved. But it's been preserved. It's been preserved every day because a lot of the bands have taken up that particular genre of music that was going on in the 30s and the 40s and 50s, just like Daniel. I mean, what really got you interested in bringing in that type of music?
Well, I'll tell you. A long time ago, well, to me, I guess it was about 8 years ago. 8 or 9 years ago.
That's half your life away.
Yeah, it's maybe a little longer than that. I'm not sure. It's I was 7 or 8, and going to our church. We go to a small Baptist church in Lyles, Tennessee, Old Paths Bible Baptist Church, mm-hmm. and the pastor's oldest son played banjo. He played clawhammer banjo, and hearing him play. That was what originally got me interested in music, and so I got my mom to get me a banjo. She bought it. It was a Good Time banjo made by Deering. She got it off of eBay, and I don't even remember how much it was, but we still got that banjo, and I started playing clawhammer. I actually got him to teach me. That's Eric Vick. He's now a pastor in Murfreesboro at a Baptist church, and so I kind of got started with that, and from there we just kind of moved on. I took harmonica lessons from a man named Glenn Woodland. I think he's more known for being called Waylon Wood, but this guy can play harmonica like crazy. He was really good. He was the best teacher I've ever had, mm-hmm. and so I learned to play harmonica from him. And we had a mandolin laying around, so I guess somebody bought a mandolin sometime. And anyways, we had it laying around. I think it was an old Johnson mandolin. It was It was a piece of junk, but that's where I started mandolin, and just picked it up and took a few lessons and stopped taking lessons, but I kept playing, and after a while I started playing in contests and stuff, and so I slowly upgraded to now I've got me a Gibson F9, and that's kind of, I think, where I'm going to stay with on mandolin.
And I'm in trouble here, Truman and Daniel. I forgot to mention little sister Victoria to Daniel.
Oh, my goodness.
She plays the piano, and she, too, plays by ear. And we asked her, I said, well, do you read music? No, I just play. And that's they all play by ear.
You think of what a great talent that is, because, Daniel, you were not used to playing Rocky Top. You've heard it a few times.
Yeah,
you can actually create it your own way with the strings. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do. That's how I like to practice and stuff. I really like, and you know, playing with bands and stuff, I've got to do a lot of jamming with a lot of different bands, and that makes you do that, because you know, when you're playing with them, who knows whatever they're going to play, and you know, you just kind of play along with it, and you know, you just got to be able to listen to it, and you know, if you hear it a few times, it's not that hard, you know, once you're playing.
It's not that hard for you, maybe.
Well, but I've been playing for a little while, you know.
Last night, we're honored that he's got to spend the week with us, and he's going to a bluegrass convention this afternoon, the next two afternoons in Nashville.
Yes, sir.
But last night, I woke up about midnight, and I heard the mandolin playing in the back of the house and everything, and that was just a big blessing. I said, that's my grandson, you know, and making music in the late night hours, and we just got a very special family.
Now, are your family members, are they talented like you are? I mean, can they pick up almost any type of instrument or play any instrument?
I'm sure they could. I'm probably the one that plays the most now, but my older sister, she's now married, but she wrote songs and played the guitar, and she still does. And then my younger sister, Rachel, she plays fiddle, and we get together and play a lot. And then my youngest sister, Victoria, plays piano a lot, and bass, too. So, yeah, they can all play. I mean, my younger sister, Rachel, she picks up my mandolin and stuff, you know, and plays around on it and stuff. So,
I'm thinking about my headache. a number of musicians will tell me that the real money and everything is in songwriting. Now, with you having that special talent and the ear, can you put that ear through a pen and onto paper and actually create?
I hadn't really experimented with it a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't really think I want to take that route. Mm. But as far as playing music and coming up with songs and stuff, I really like to just listen to, you know, a lot of my favorite bands and stuff and you know, get music from them. So that's how I like to get my music and play it, and I like to play a lot of that stuff.
I want him to meet Eddie Stubbs, you know, the famous announcer for WSM radio with country music. Eddie's one of the foremost historians of America's music. Of course, Marty Stewart, want him to meet Marty. Of course, he know Daniel knows
Hillman, Jimmy C.
John
Newman.
Stewart,
he's
Jimmy
been through
C.
it
Newman.
All.
And let these people, you know, share their wisdom and wealth of experience with people like Daniel coming up. And
we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Everyone loves Stones River Manor.
We also have a new library. People from all over is giving us books. We have any kind of book, I guess, that you would want to read, we have in our library.
Stones River Manor, behind writing, at the intersection of Haines and Memorial. Stop by Stones River Manor for a tour. Ask for Mike Gann. Stones River Manor, it's home.
If you're passionate about restaurant management and committed to service excellence, Demas's is looking for managers like you. Demas's Restaurants, family-owned and operated for over 20 years, has a well-established reputation as an amazing dining experience with the highest quality and service standards in the industry. Demas's Restaurant is committed to one thing, customers, which is why our business has continued to grow during slow economic times. Demas's will teach you everything you need in order to be successful. Go to DemasRestaurants.com and click on Work at Demas's to apply.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with the two Dans, and this part of their show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians, and they can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. Well, we're getting close to the end. If you had to pick a sign-off song, what would it be?
Oh, wow.
Something that everybody could remember you playing.
I don't know. I'd like to try a song. I don't know. My fingers are a little bit cool in here.
Well, it's just because you're sitting inside an ice box right now.
I'll try it. It's an old tune I've been starting with. Well, it's actually kind of a new tune. It was wrote by Chris Thiele. It's a tune called Jasmine's Reel. And it's a really cool tune. I like playing it. It's a little bit of a pain to play, but I guess after a while it gets a lot easier, but I'll try it.
Jasmine's what?
Jasmine's Reel.
Jasmine's Reel.
R-E-E-L. Reel. Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, another thing, if you've noticed, Daniel answers yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. A very good trait in this era, I think.
Yeah, he answered yes, sir, to me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, to you. And
oh, wow. Uh-huh.
How is it running around? I mean, everybody knows Danny in Rutherford County, and they all know certain sides of him. He's got a good sense of humor. He has an array of jokes that he uses time and time again. what is it that makes him a special granddad?
Let me think a while. No, I'm kidding. he does so much for me. I appreciate how much he's done for me, and I just really appreciate that, and him and my grandma, they're the best ones I could ever have. I can't thank them enough for doing all that they do for me and just letting me come up and stay. And I'm going to IBMA all the rest of this week, so I'm not going to be able to see them much, but they just let me stay with them, and they just do a lot for me, and I really appreciate that.
That means a lot when you have great parents and great grandparents.
It does. It sure does.
It gets you started on the right side of life. It really does.
It does.
And I can tell you right now, Dan just absolutely loves you guys. I mean, he brags on you to the point where it's almost obnoxious. I mean, it absolutely drives you crazy.
Well, I got a lot to brag about.
Yeah, you actually do. Now, where do you live, Daniel?
I live in Pleasantville, Tennessee, if you can find it on a map.
Hickman County.
Okay.
Near Bucksnort. A lot of people know where Bucksnort is on the interstate.
Yes, they do. And you are, let's see, 15?
16.
16. So yes, are you a sophomore?
Well, I'm homeschooled. So okay. I'm in ninth grade. I'm just fixing to be in 10th grade.
Oh, so they don't...
Well, no, actually, I am in 10th grade.
Okay. So they don't actually have schools in Hickman County. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, they've got them. I'm just glad I don't have to go to them. I love being homeschooled.
It is kind of neat, is what I've heard. Okay, we have another caller on the line, probably a teacher. So, welcome aboard with the two Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to Daniel.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
I was at the picking last night.
Oh, okay.
Really enjoyed the music.
Yes, sir.
And I'm the granddaddy to another Daniel.
Oh, okay.
That Daniel knows.
Was it Daniel Rothwell?
Daniel Rothwell.
All right.
This Mr. Right. Thomas Maupin, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
Yeah, doing good. I really enjoyed the music last night. And music is something that's really good for you inside.
Yes, sir.
It can't be about right. It's got to be just right.
Yes, sir.
And I say that you're there. You're getting there. And I believe you should do a good banjo tune, because you are a terrific banjo player.
Yes, sir. I didn't bring my banjo.
Yes. Well, I really enjoyed last night, and I really enjoyed the young people that's taking up music.
Yes, are you sir. The one that put your foot over your head out there on the dance floor last night?
Well, I used to could, but it's a little different than 74.
Amen to that.
You are amazing, sir.
Thank you. And I'm sure glad that you had Daniel on this morning. A good young picker and a really nice boy. Got good manners. And so I think he'll go places.
I think he will,
as long as he keeps his head to the ground.
That's good advice, Mr. Maupin.
So, good luck to you in the future.
I appreciate it.
And maybe I'll be around long enough to see you when you get to be an older person.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Yes. Okay, goodbye.
Yes, sir. See you, Mr. Maupin.
Yes, bye.
Thank you very much. Oh, it's nice to have people. You know, it stands out today. When you are of a person of character, and you believe in the way that things were actually taught us and hopefully carried on, and we need more of that. And you're a really class guy.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
We were in his home community, coming up for stop for breakfast at a little country cafe at Coble, Tennessee. Uh-huh. And one of the restaurant people there came up to me while Daniel was in away from us and said, you know, he is a very responsible young man. He's a hard worker. If he tells you he's going to do a job at 8:15 in the morning, he'll be here at 8 o'clock. He's got a good name in his home community. And that just means a lot. That's how to get started off in life.
Well, you know, they say an acorn doesn't fall very far from the tree. In your case, there must have been a hurricane blow by.
Oh, Lynch. Y'all can't stop.
It's been a great show, guys.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
You guys want to say bye or hello to anybody while you're here?
Want to salute two of my heroes, Dr. Leon Rulin and Ron Fryer. Both of them are ailing right now, and we want to wish them speedy recoveries and have one of the best days of their life. They're two swell people of our community.
Yeah. And we also want to say hi to Bill McMinn, who was one of my classmates, and he's going through some trials right now also. What about Dan's your last shot?
I just want to thank everybody for letting me be on this show. I sure appreciate it.
I'm glad to
thank everybody that
was your girlfriend listening?
I'm not sure. I don't know. She could be.
We'll say bye to her.
All right. Well, I'll say bye to her, but I don't know. I don't know if she's on or not.
All right. We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 a.m. And at 9 a.m., we're going to have Robert Young and Jimmy Francis, and we're going to talk about horseback riding on a trail that's been around for a long time and some of the work that they're doing on it. And we will see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock.